Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Board Games Daily, your daily dose of tabletop gaming discussion on Anchor. Now welcome your hosts, Jeremiah Isley, Scott Firestone, and AJ Skifstad.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome back to Board Games Daily. It's AJ here, and I just want to let you know what's coming up today. So we've got the reintroduction of Game Night Cage Fight, and Jeremiah is going to go into that in detail in a little bit here, but we also wanted to share some final thoughts on AI artwork in gaming. It's my turn to give a little opinion about that, so you'll be hearing from me shortly on that. And finally, we're going to hear about Firestone's Game Night. We always love to hear what's hitting the table and what everybody thought about it. So stay tuned, stay listening, because here comes some good stuff. Hey everybody, it's AJ, I'm back, and I'm going to share with you my opinions on AI artwork in game. Now, I love the other perspectives we've already heard about. It's from more of an industry perspective. And that's awesome because that is something to really highly consider. I'm going to come at it from a personal, selfish perspective. And although they express their just opinions on, Jeremiah and Scott express their opinions on just what they like or prefer, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into that. And I was a person who grew up on CCGs and trading card games and living card games now. And one of my favorite elements of those types of games was that people who created those games would bring in all sorts of different artists to do their cards. Maybe it was because they wanted this versatility, this vast universe of art in their catalog of cards for Magic or Middle Earth or whatever, Overpower or something like that. Maybe that's why they did it. Or maybe some artist came to them and said, listen, I love Magic. Let me do a card for you. I really want to do a card. And so I think that's awesome too. And so I loved when I would go through a deck of cards and I'd be like, oh, this is one of my favorite artists. I love this card. And then you'd pull another card out of your deck and you'd be like, ah, one of my lesser favorite artists. One that I don't like as much. And you'd see cards and you know exactly who did it. And I remember you could go to conventions and artists would be there and you could bring your cards and they'd sign your cards. I've got some signed cards. I know Jeremiah has some signed cards by artists. And that was a thing, and that was a cool thing. And so just selfishly, I would hate to see that disappear. I would hate to see creativity and the artisticness of these people who've devoted their life to this disappearing, especially from gaming, because gaming, there's just such a vast amount of content and ideas out there where artists can just let their minds flow free. And so I'd hate to stifle that. But if we are going the way of AI, it makes me feel really bad. My hope is that we don't. So that's my thoughts on it. Take it for what it's worth. That's all.
Hey everybody, Firestone here, weighing in this week on my game night. I didn't have a game night, a regular one, because I'm on the leadership team at my church, and so we meet every other week. So my game time since I've joined the leadership team has gone, well, it's basically been cut in half, but it's worth it, you know what I mean? Anyway, but I have been playing a bunch with the family, a new game I got. I got a gift card to Barnes & Noble, and I was like, do they have anything exclusive, anything interesting? And I found out they have Long Shot, the dice game. There's like a Barnes & Noble exclusive with an exclusive set of horses. And I was like, oh, sure, I have a billion books. I don't need any more books right now. So I picked that up and played it with the family, and everybody loved it. Even my oldest son, who's home for the summer from college, and he doesn't like board games, he loves this game. He loves playing it. He's good at it, which also helps him want to play games. So Long Shot, the dice game, I guess is a re-implementation of an older game called Long Shot that I never played, but it's a horse racing game. And you are betting on horses, and sometimes buying horses, but it's all based on, it's a roll and write basically. So you roll the dice and the horse that was rolled will move a certain number, and then you can do something based on that. You can put a bet on that horse, you could buy that horse, you can do all these different things. And each round you're moving a little bit, it's just once around the track, but you're doing all these interesting things, crossing things off, making bets. Money is the victory points in the game, so you don't want to spend too much. But it also creates this interesting dynamic where more than one person is invested in a single horse. I might own the horse, so I want the horse to win because I'll get more money for it since I own it. And you might have a bunch of bets on the horse, that same horse, so you want it to win. So you and I are working together, even though we're in competition, and we both have vested interest in this horse crossing the finish line the earliest. And everyone else is trying to keep that from happening. So there are things you can do to move horses back, or you can, there's lots of stuff you can do to mess with people, but not in a take that kind of way. It's more fun than that. So anyway, we have had a blast with it. We keep playing it. My kids keep asking for it. It's fast to play. You can play a game in 30 minutes maybe. And like I said, Barnes & Noble has an exclusive version of it that has extra horses. And then the publisher, whose name I'm totally blanking on right now, is going to be coming out with basically packs of horses, extra horses you can have. So that's something to consider too, that you can, there's lots of variety with this because each of the horses has special powers and stuff like that. Lots of fun. If you can get a chance to play it, totally suggest playing Long Shot, the dice game. It's super fun and it's my game that's been on the table. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week's Game Night Cage Fight!
And in this corner,
two games enter and one game leaves. Who wins? You decide. Vote on this week's Cage Fight by going to Twitter at Board Games Daily.
Winner and still champion.
Hey everyone, Jeremiah here, and it's time. Let's get ready to. It's time for Game Night Cage Fight. So this week we're bringing it back, and it's here. We have two games that are going to go head to head, toe to toe. You're going to vote, and the winner will be who you decide is the winner. So who are these games? Who are these contenders ready to battle it out? Well, we're doing flip and rights. Or flip and fills, if you will. The first up, we've got Welcome To from Deepwater Games going up against Next Station London from Blue Orange. Both fantastic games. If you haven't played them, Welcome To is sort of a like real estate, like developing like a little community. So as you're taking turns, you're putting in like parks and swimming pools and houses. Next Station London has this really cool mechanic where there's four colored pencils, and as the cards flip over, then you're, once you kind of flip them all a certain amount over, you pass the pencil and you start with that color for that station. It's a really cool thing. And in fact, I'm going to just call it out right now. That's my vote. Next Station London gets my vote. I think they're both fantastic, but I like the cool creative thing that they've done with the colored pencils and Next Station London, among other things. So that gets my vote. Where do you come down on this? Let us know. You can find us out there on social media at Theology of Games on Twitter. We're going to post a poll there. We'll also post a poll on our Instagram stories. You can vote there as well, or you can email us theologyofgames@gmail.com, as well as using the voice message feature in the Spotify app, or answering the poll in the episode that is listed there here in the Spotify app. That's it. That's all I've got. Who do you got? You got Welcome To. You got Blue Orange's Next Station London. Let us know. Next Friday, we'll announce the winner and the next Game Night Cage Fight. Until then, get your votes in and let's rumble.
Thanks for joining us today. Board Games Daily is powered by TheologyOfGames.com. Don't forget to head over to TheologyOfGames.com to check out all we have to offer, including written reviews, our YouTube channel, and two other podcasts. If you enjoyed this show, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you're listening. Thanks for listening, and go put a game on the table.